Okay, Houston, Tunnel 13, I think we've got high gain locked up now. Do you confirm?
We confirm that, Jim. We've got you locked up on the high gain and narrow beam.
Okay, sounds good. We'll get the TV started right away.
Roger. Houston, we'd like to disable quads C and D. Use Alpha and Bravo, over.
Disable quads okay. C and D, Roger.
Okay, 13, we got Fredo on TV.
Roger, Houston. What we plan to do for you today is turn out in the spaceship or Odyssey and take you on through from Odyssey into the tunnel into Aquarius and show you a little bit of the landing vehicle. And your TV operator is now resting on the center couch looking at Fred Hayes, whose head is now just about at the beginning of the tunnel and his back is against the or the optical area, and Fred will now transport himself into the tunnel and into the spaceship Aquarius.
You know, one thing I noted, Jack, when I first came across there, that starting upright in the command module and heading down in Aquarius, there's a little bit of an orientation change that, even though I'd been through it once in a water tank, it's still pretty unusual. I find myself now standing with my head on the floor when I get down inside the limb.
That's a great picture, Jim. You got the light just right.
One of the nice things, Jack, particularly for a novice like myself, is the ease of moving around in here. It's, of course, as you know from working in the command module simulator, it's really quite a boon to have zero gravity as an aid. It gets pretty confining, really, at 1G to move around very much in there, and it's quite easy in this environment. The limb, as you can see, it looked pretty clean. I found a couple of loose washers, about it, and the a little plastic cap off the sequence camera had come loose, and I found it lodged over by the ED panel. Okay. Right under... Jim now, he's actually standing on a what looks to be a can here, and for the sake of all the people back there, housed inside this can is the Lamb Massen engine, where hopefully you can see my hand resting on top of right now, the engine that we used to get off of the moon. Immediately adjacent to the engine cover here, I have my hand on a white box now, which has been shown before. This happens to be Jim's bliss, or the backpack, which will supply oxygen and water for cooling while on the lunar surface. This device we hope to make use of for planned 4 hours and possibly up to as much as 5 hours. Right behind the Pliss, a couple of square packages I now have my hand on here, one here and one right below, are our OPSs, which are in essence the emergency oxygen supplies. you're good for some 40 to 45 minutes. These are, when we get ready to mount up and head outside, will be placed up on top of the cliff. The second backpack is mounted down on the limb floor, and we'll position right between the two of us. I have my hand on it at this time.
Roger, Fred, we see it. The picture's coming through real good, and your description is good. We see Jim's got the camera oriented the way we like to look at it. So we'll keep talking.
Okay, I guess everybody is pretty much envisioned the space program as being all a lot of exotic electronics, and certainly a lot of it is. But thought I'd bring out a couple items here in conjunction with the cliff. After the first EVA, to get a very accurate measurement of the amount of water that's left in the cliffs, we're going to make use of this bag I'm showing now to collect the remaining water out of the cliffs and see just how much we really did have left. And hopefully on future missions to be able to extend safely the allowable time on these units even a little further. And my other hand, I have the mechanism by which we determine just how much water we really have in this bag. And I guess this, an apt description for this device would be a fish scale. And you can see I'm weighing myself right now, and it says I weigh actually less than zero right now. Guess it's calibration in too good.
That'll be the day.
I think even you would weigh zero here, Jack.
Touché.
Houston, this is Jim. Since Fred's been in the lunar module, since he's the lunar module pilot, this is the first time that he's felt that he's been right side up.
Roger, Jim.
I might tell you that we're looking at right now that round bag that's just behind Fred holds our vacuum hose, and when we get back inside the lab, we'll hook the vacuum off our suits, and it's resting, or it's attached to the hatch, which will we will open to go onto the lunar surface, and of course to come back in. The hatch which we have come through now is a round hatch, which is our docking hatch between the between Odyssey and Aquarius.
Roger, and we see Fred looking in the vacuum cleaner there now.
Okay, what I have out now, Jack, is Leva, which has also been shown before. It's a head garment for wearing out on the surface. And I'm bringing Jim's out here to show a couple of mods. One problem before is that the cast of characters out on the surface haven't been able to be distinguished apart very well. So not only Jim's suit has some red stripes on it, but as you can see, his Leva also has a red stripe. now you can see one other mod too here, Jack, which I hadn't really seen myself before. I guess on 12, Pete Nell had commented about the having trouble with sunlight in the eyes. So on our leave, is, they have put on a new center section, which you can pull down and use sort of like a baseball cap.
Okay, Jack, who fixed up my Aliva?
How's the detail on this one, Jack?
Say again, Fred?
Can you see any detail on this picture now, or am I blocking out too much of the sunlight?
That's affirmative. We got a good picture of the Aliva there, and it's coming through loud and clear.
Okay. What I'm fishing out now, Jack, is another new piece of hardware that we're taking along this time as a result of some comments made on Apollo 12 flight.
What Fred is opening up is a drink bag that we place inside of our neck ring that will allow us to drink while we're on the lunar surface. They, Pete and Al, did not have that in Apollo 12, and they consequently got very thirsty, but we hope to alleviate that situation by having our own little bag of water, which with very little effort we can have a sip or two while we're looking around and doing our geology work.
So if you hear any funny noises, it's just probably the drink bag.
Fred, the bag's empty. Now looking through our optical device, it's an instrument in which to align our platform, And Fred is now looking into it just to see what kind of an outside picture he might be able to get. We might be able to use a TV camera to look through our optical instrument to the outside of the command module. A few minutes ago, while we first came in, we did manage to look to the outside of the side hatch of the command module through our optical instrument. Stand by. We'll try and see what we can do here.
Roger, Jim. Break, Jack. We'd like you to stay in the dead band you're now in, and we'll make a change when the TV is over. Another thing we'd like you to do is check your pitch and yaw on your high gain meter so we can compare it with what we're seeing down here.
Okay, it's showing about, say, 28 degrees and 267.
20 and 267.
28, 28 and 267. Okay, Jack, have you got that picture now?
Fred, about one quarter of our screen is lighted, and it's impossible to determine what you're looking at right now. Maybe you could give us a little verbal description.
Okay, it's looking through the AOT in position four, right rear, and we're looking back toward the, over the side hatch at the aft side of the service module. Okay, is it too dark a picture, Jack? You think the f-stop open may help?
No, Fred, it's got to be centered up a little bit. That's primarily what you have to do.
Jack, we can't center it up anymore because the side hatch is only in one part of the AOT. The rest of that blackness you've seen is really space.
Okay, we'll try another one that's a little better centered. In fact, the only other one we have that shows the whole picture, we're in the forward D10 of the AOT now, position 2. And you should be seeing something familiar like a radar antenna.
Okay, we see you moving the camera up to the AOT lens, and we got a real good picture now.
Okay, Jack, I'm looking out the right window now, and not too far off in the distance now. You can see the objective. And I'll zoom in on it here a little and see if it brings it in better. Beginning to look a little bigger now. You can see quite distinctly some of the features with the naked eye. And so far, I guess I have to even agree with Jim that it's still looking pretty gray with a white spot.
Okay, Fred, we're getting a good picture of your destination there.
Jack, you're looking at the at Fred's workshop now, and you can see the board guide's computer. And over there, in the, tucked away in his armrest, is our activation checklist, which we'll be using very shortly. Up at the top of the window, we have our camera already mounted, ready for a photograph of the descent. And now, Fred's engaged in his favorite pastime I've found out on this flight so far.
He's not in the food locker, is he?
That's his second favorite pastime. He's rigging his hammock for sleep on the lunar surface now to try it out to see what it's going to be like.
Roger, sleeping and then eating.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult here, Jack, getting into a hammock in zero G. I'm not sure if I keep floating away from it or it keeps moving away from me.
If you notice a few things floating around, we have found just about one or two washers occasionally.
Yeah, for the benefit of those that may wonder where Jim sleeps, it'd be a little difficult to rig his hammock in here right now with the hatch open, but his runs laterally in this direction, 4 aft. So he has the upper berth, and I get the lower berth.
And now while Fred's taking his hammock down and restoned it, I might give you some idea of the sort of confusion of attitude, since there is no up or down, and I'm situated on top of the ascent engine just at the entrance to the tunnel. I'll reverse the camera 180 degrees and go from Fred, look through the tunnel again back at Odyssey, and we might pick up part of Jack.
There he is, we see him.
Houston, for the benefit of the television viewers, we've just about completed our little inspection of Aquarius, and now we're proceeding through the hatch again and through the tunnel and going back up the Odyssey.
Okay, Jim, it's been a great show so far.
see as we slide on through the tunnel here.
Yeah, we sure are. We got a good picture of the skipper there.
Okay, well, we can show you now a little added benefit. We've got the drogue on Fred's couch in the command module right now, where we stood it temporarily while we're checking out the on Aquarius. And underneath his couch, we've got the probe stowed, quite a big cumbersome device. And maybe we'll get a shot of it for you. Now at our probe that we place on the nose of Odyssey. It's a very heavy thing, but of course in zero gravity it weighs nothing and it's much easier to move around. As a matter of fact, both Fred and Jack commented, as many people in the past have, of how much bigger the spacecraft appears in actual flight when you have such ease of movement compared to our simulators, which we train rather difficult.
Okay, we're seeing a good picture of the probe there, Jim, and looks like the character's shaved before the show this time.
Well, Fred said he had to keep up his TV image.
Yeah, that may be my first and last time, though, Jack.
It took Fred 1 hour to shave. We might give you a quick shot of our entertainment on board the spacecraft, which has been keeping us company for some time.
Okay, Jim, we're seeing a tape recorder now, and just by the way, how long do you expect to keep the TV on this evening?
Well, whenever you stand by one.
cabin repress valve again there, Jack.
Every time he does that, our hearts jump in our mouth. And Jack, anytime you want to terminate TV, we're all set to go.
Okay, Jim, it's been a real good TV show. We think we ought to conclude it from here now. What do you think?
Roger, sounds good, and this is the crew of Apollo 13. Wishing everybody there a nice evening, and we're just about ready to close out our inspection of Aquarius and get back for a pleasant evening at Odyssey. Good night.
Thank you, 13.